Israel is refusing two international rights groups entry into the Gaza Strip. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International want to independently investigate the deadly Israeli war on the besieged Palestinian territory. Israeli media reports say authorities are using bureaucratic excuses. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have been trying to obtain permission from the civil administration since July the 7th. Israelis say they do not recognize the prominent organizations as humanitarian aid groups. The two leading organizations want to send researchers along with weapons and munitions experts into Gaza for their investigations. Israeli forces began a deadly offensive against the Gaza Strip on July the 8th. The Israeli war destroyed large swathes of the territory. It also killed over 2,000 Palestinians and injured many more who were mostly civilians. A large number of Palestinian casualties included women and children. Let's speak to Mark Weber. He's the director of the Institute for Historical Review, and he joins us from California via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Weber. We are seeing this concerted effort on the part of Israel to ensure that no investigation, no documentation takes place of the atrocities it's committing in the Gaza Strip on the ground. Why is that so?
Nobody should be surprised by Israel's refusal to allow international rights groups to enter Gaza to independently investigate Israel's actions there, because this is entirely in keeping with Israel's long-standing policy to reject any international accountability for its actions. Israel has a long record of brazenly violating well-established international norms of law and conduct, but Israel is able to do this because it knows that it has virtually unlimited blank check support for whatever it does from the United States. So nobody should really be surprised. This is not a new development. It's entirely consistent with long-standing Israeli policy.
Well, Mr. Weber, then isn't that a contradiction in terms, in the sense that Israel continues to subjugate the Palestinian population to oppression and war crimes, as we've seen, in violation of international law as well, with complete impunity, saying that it does not care what happens on the ground, and yet it doesn't want a documentation of it. Why is that so?
Well, this is again part of a long-standing policy by Israel not to be held accountable. Remember, for years, efforts in the United Nations Security Council to hold Israel accountable for its lawless and high-handed policies have been routinely vetoed for years by the United States. And this open-ended U.S. Support for Israel, this so-called U.S. special relationship with Israel, is an expression of the tremendous power of the Zionist lobby in the United States. And that's why Israel is not able to be held accountable in this way, because it has the backing of the United States, especially in the United Nations Security Council.
Now, other than just Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, we also know that the UN Human Rights Commission wants to launch its own independent inquiry into war crimes on the Gaza Strip. And also, the Palestinians are pushing for a case to be opened up in the ICC. Do you think these multifaceted approaches through different organizations are going to help in thwarting the impunity and the protection given to Israel by the U.S.?
Yes, Israel is especially worried about appeals being made to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. With Palestine as recognized now as a member state of the United Nations, it's able to do this, and Israel has been appealing for support from American lawmakers to try to do everything in the power of the United States to stop such efforts. But around the world, there's a rising clamor to hold Israel accountable for its actions, not just with regard to Gaza, but in many other ways as well.
Okay, we're going to have to wait and see how this pans out. Mark Weber, director of the Institute for Historical Review, joining us via Skype from California. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, sir.
Thank you.